Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Ayin Hey, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalam and Beis, and our Gemara continues, Yibayilhu, and we will now ask another Shaila, according to the Sheet of the Chacham that we saw in our Mishnah, and held that if a Ben Pekua, which we defined as a full-term Vlad, and was found alive inside its mother after Shechita, that the Shechita of the mother works for the Ben Pekua, and the Ben Pekua would be Mutabachila, and certainly, although we already mentioned that a live animal can never become Tameh, and the only way that animal can become Tameh is only if it's an Avela, and it would be an Avatoma, or if one Shechted an animal that is Tar, so the Basa would now be considered a Meichel, and if it would be Huchshel Kabel Tuma, then if something which was Tameh comes into contact with the Basa, then the Basa would become Tameh. However, as we will see, according to Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi, the Ben Pekua is an exception to this rule, and even while the Ben Pekua is still alive, it can certainly become Tameh, and our Gemara now is what would the halacha be in regard to the Ben Pekua if after its mother was nishchat and now the mother is considered food, then the mother became a rishon l'tuma while the Ben Pekua was still in the mother? So would we say that the Ben Pekua is considered a part of the mother and therefore the Ben Pekua would also be a rishon l'tuma, or would we say that the Ben Pekua is considered a separate entity, and since the mother came into contact with the Ben Pekua, so the Ben Pekua would now be a Sheni L'tuma, not a Rishon L'tuma? And keep in mind that certainly all would agree that if one finds a Ben Tes that is Maze, then certainly that's part of the mother, and certainly it would be a Rishon L'tuma. And I am unfortunate to discuss if the Shaila will be relevant to a Ben Ches that was Chai, and even according to the Sheet of Rameir. And our Gemara now brings a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, as Rabbi Yechon and Amma Moinu by Rishon V'Sheni, as Rabbi Yechon holds that the Ben Pekua is considered a separate entity from the mother, and they're considered Shnei Gufin, and therefore, although the mother will be a Rishon L'tuma, Ben Pekua will be considered Sheni L'tuma. However, Rish Lakish Amar Ein Moinu by Rishon V'Sheni, as Nasa Ke'egois HaMiskashkesh B'Kli Pasai, that the Ben Pekua would be a Rishon just like its mother, as the case of the Ben Pekua is similar to a case where a walnut is shaking around in its shell. And just like in that case, if an Ava Tuma would come into contact with the shell of the walnut, since the shell is a to the pre and to the egois, so therefore they will both become Rishon L'tuma, and therefore the same is true b'negeid behema and the Ben Pekua, that the mother acts as a shomer to the Ben Pekua, and therefore they will both share the status of being Rishon L'tuma. And the Gemara now continues, Eisvei Rav Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yechon. The Rish Lakish asks a question to Rabbi Yechon from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, which taught us Shachres Imoy v'Achin Chatacha Habasa Magen Avela Devrameya v'Chacham Im Magen Treif. In the scenario where the yad of the uba was outside of the mother at the time of shechita, Rameya held that the yad is considered an avela, and either it's even menachai or mamish avela. The chacham hold that it only has the status of a trefa. Ultimately, Rameya holds that the yad would be metame the uba, and the uba would now be considered rishon l'tuma. Although the chacham hold that the yad is not considered an avela, as the shechita of the mother was mitarasu midein avela. However, certainly the chacham agree that at least Kachim, the yad would be considered a trefa and would be able to be metame the uber. And Reish Lakish continues, Bishlema ledi da mina cha gufuhu haim diskasha bedama de ime, that Bishlema, according to my svara, while the uber is still in its mother, they're considered one guf, so it makes sense why the uber should be able to become tamei, as even though the uber itself was not huchshel kabel tuma. However, since after shechita, the blood that came out of the mother went onto its body and was machshir its bustle kabel tuma, so even though the blood never touched the uber, however, the uber would now be considered part of the mother's body, and therefore it's huchshel kabel tuma. Therefore, the yad would be able to transmit tuma to the rest of the uber. However, eludach b'mayis kasher. However, according to you, that you look at the uber as a separate entity from the mother. So, although the mother was huchshel kabel tuma, but the uber itself was never huchshel kabel tuma, and how could our mishnah tell us that it would be considered magen avela and it would be a rishon tuma? And how could it be that the yad would transmit tumah to the uber if it was never huchshel kabel tumah? And the Gemara continues, Amalei, the Rabbi Yechon responds to Reish Lakish that the uber was huchshel kabel tumah b'shechito chereb shimin. Since we learned in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph that sheicha behima chay v'oev lo yotzim hen dam k'shirim v'nechalim b'yadayim u'so'aves l'fi shelo yuchshu b'dam, that the Mishnah discusses a case of a shechito yavesha, there is no dam that comes out of the behima. The Tanakhama holds that it was not huchshel kabel tumah. However, Reb Shimon Oima Hukshu B'Shchita. However, Reb Shimon holds that since the only reason why we require something to be Hukshu L'Kabel Tumba is only because generally that's considered the Gemar, and that shows us that's completed peri or completed food. However, since when someone shechs an animal, that is matter the animal Bachila, and it's no longer considered even Menachai, so therefore the Mice of Shchita is already Machshu L'Kabel Tumba as well, and the behemoth, which is now a full-fledged Eichel, can be Mekabel Tumma. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan explains, although the Uber is not considered the same entity as the mother, however, certainly the Shechit of the mother worked for the Uber, and it's considered as if the Uber was already Nishchat. Therefore, based on the Shechit of Rabbi Shimon, so the Uber is already Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma, and the Eva of the Uber can transmit Tumma to the Uber. And the Gemara now continues, Eitzvi Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan asks a question to Reish Lakish from a Braisa, as the Braisa is discussing a case of a Ben Test that was alive and was taken outside of the mother and is now walking around. And the Braisa tells us of a Benar Hukshar, if this Ben Pekuah walks through a river and becomes wet, so that would cause it to become Hukshar L'Kabel Tumma, and then Halach L'Beis HaKvaris Nitma, and if it would walk into the Beis HaKvaris, then although the Ben Pekuah is alive, it's Mutar B'Achila, and therefore it's considered a food, and it would be Mekabel Tumma, and it would be an Ava Tumma, and L'Maisa, this Braisa is certainly not going like the Shita Rab Shimon, as according to Rab Shimon, all would agree that based on the Shechita of the mother, so the Ben Pekuah is already Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma, and there would be no need for this Ben Pekuah to walk through a river, and even if it didn't walk through the river, it would already be Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma, and as we will see at Amud Beis, Rabbi Yechanan continues with his question, that Bishleim L'di Damina Trei Gufuninu, Mishum Hachi Hukshu In L'Hukshu Loi, so Bishleim, according to my Svara, that the Uber and the mother are considered two separate entities, we understand that the Uber has to be Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma. That's why it had to walk through an R. However, El Didach to Amrit Chagufuhu Haskasha B'Damid Imei Alachiris. Since you hold that the mother and the Uber are considered one entity, so the Uber was already Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma from the dam that went on to the mother. Why would the Braisa state of a Benar Hukshar? Why was there a need for the Ben Pekuah to become Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma? We continue on Daf Ayin Hayom and Aleph, and Rish Lakish explains that Inachanami, this Braisa is specifically talking about a case of Bishchuta Yavishto, the Lake Rav Shimon, that there was a dry Shechita, and at the time of Shechita, blood did not come out of the mother, and even the mother was not Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma, and the Braisa holds, like the Tanakama in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, that just with Shechita below Yadam, you do not consider the animal to be Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma, the Lake Rav Shimon. That's why the Braisa required that the Ben Pekuah had to walk through a river. Our Gemara now continues that even though we previously stated that a Ben Pekuah can become Tameh even though it's alive, however, as we previously mentioned, this is only according to Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, and as our Gemara continues, Man Tana of Bina Hukshar Halach L'Beis HaKvaris Nitma, that who is the Tana of this Braisa that taught us that even when a Ben Pekuah is alive, it can be Mekabel Tumma. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yisrael Glivi Hi, and Rabbi Yechanan explains that the Braisa is going specifically like the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, as the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar im Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, Mitami Tumas Eichlim Mitzar Chachshar, in a case where after the Shechita of the mother, the Ben Pekuah came out of her womb, is now walking around. Certainly Rabbi Yisrael Glivi agrees to the Chacham of our Mishnah that the Shechita of the mother worked for the Ben Pekuah, and the Ben Pekuah would be Mutar B'Achila even without Shechita, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael Glivi categorizes this Ben Pekuah as a food, and as long as it would be Hukshu L'Kabel Tumma, then even though this Ben Pekuah is walking around and is alive, it would still be able to be Mekabel Tumma. However, the Braisa continues, V'chacham Maimrim and some agurus, Rabbi Omer, Eino Metama Tumas Eichlin Mipnei Shuchai, V'chol Shuchai, Eino Metama Tumas Eichlin, and the Chacham hold that the Ben Pekuah would not be considered Eichel and could not be Mekabel Tumma. And Rashi points out that there really could be two ways to understand the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Glivi and the Chachamim, as we can either explain that the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Glivi and the Chachamim in this Braisa is really based on the Machlekes that we had between Ramei and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, as Ramei held that the Shechita of the mother cannot help for Ben Pekuah, while the Chachamim in our Mishnah held that the Shechita of the mother would help for Ben Pekuah and would be Matir Bachila. And Lefi Zeh, Rabbi Yisrael Glivi would actually be exactly like the Shechita of the Chachamim of our Mishnah, since the Shechita of the mother works for the Ben Pekuah, therefore the Ben Pekuah is considered an Eichel, and it can be Mekabel Tumma, while the Chacham of the Braisa would hold like Rameir in our Mishnah, that a Ben Pekuah is a regular Ben behima and requires shechita, and therefore certainly is not categorized as an eichel and cannot be mekabel tuma. However, as we will see, Rabbi Yechonon actually understands that not only does Rabbi Yisrael Glili hold like the chacham of our Mishnah, but even the chacham of the Braisa can hold like the chacham of the Mishnah, and even though they agree with the chacham of the Mishnah that Ben Pekua is considered as if it was nishchat, however, even so, in reality, it's still alive, so it's not categorized as an eichel and cannot be mekabel tuma. And certainly, this sad would seem to fit in better with the lashon of the chacham and the Braisa. If the chacham actually hold like Rameir, then they wouldn't have to explain mipnei shulchai, as it would be poshut that Ben Pekua is not considered an eichel. Rashi points out that certainly Rabbi Yechonon agrees with this tzad, as if Rabbi Yechonon would have understood that the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and the Chacham and the Braisa is actually based on the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chacham and our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yechonon should have stated that the Braisa that we saw on Daf Ayin Dal and Beis that stated that a Ben Pekua can become Tamei is going to feed the Shita of Chacham of our Mishnah, and since Rabbi Yechonon specified that the Braisa is Dafka like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, so it's Muchach that Rabbi Yechonon hold that both Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbanan agree with the Chacham of our Mishnah, and although all agree that through the Shechita of the mother, the Ben Pekua that is still walking around is certainly Mutar Bachila, however the Rabbana is still Chayluk and Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and they hold that since B'metzias it is still alive, so it can't be categorized as an Eichel, can't be Mekabel Tuma, and therefore Rabbi Yechonon had to specify that the Brice at the bottom of Daf Ayin Dal and Beis not necessarily going like the Chacham of our Mishnah, as the Chacham and the Brice actually explained that the Chacham and our Mishnah would still hold that the Ben Pekua would not be categorized as an Eichel and would not be Mekabel Tuma. Therefore, the Braisa on the bottom of Daf Ayin Dal Amud Beis can only be explained according to the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Glili that holds that Lefi Chacham V'al Mishnah that a Ben Pekua has a din of an Eichel and it can be Mekabel Tuma. And the Gemara now continues V'Ozdi Rabbi Yechonon Tamei, that it is clear that this is how Rabbi Yechonon understands the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbanon, as the Amr Rabbi Yechonon, as we have another member of Rabbi Yechonon, we states Rabbi Yisrael Glili Beishamei Amru Dava Echad, that both Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Beishamei agree that if there is something that does not require shechita, then even though it may be alive, it could still be makabel tuma. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yisrael Glili hadamaron, that clearly from the previous brisa we see that this is a shita Rabbi Yisrael Glili, as we saw that since there is no requirement to do shechita on a ben pekua, since the shechita of the mother was mater b'achila, and therefore the ben pekua was considered like an eichel, and it would be makabel tuma, and even though it's still alive, and beishamai, and similarly we find it is the shita of beishamai, the tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Uksin, Dogim Me'imasai Mekabelin Tuma, that at what point would we categorize a fish as an Eichel, and when would it be Mekabel Tuma, and Beishamai Eimim Mishir Tzeidu, and Beishamai teaches us that once you trap the fish in a net, so since there's no requirement for Shechita, therefore we consider it as if it's already dead, and therefore it's already a food, and it would be Mekabel Tuma. As Rashi states, Mishir Tzeidu, the Kivin, the Eintun, and Shechita, Harein Kamesim, and clearly we see that Beishamai also agrees that even if something is physically alive, however there is no requirement to do shechita, then it would be makabel tuma. And although this was the main point of our Gemara, however the Gemara continues to quote from the Mishnah Masechtas Uksin, as the Beis Hillel and Mishir Musu, as Beis Hillel holds that the only time that a dog would be makabel tuma is only once it's actually dead, and Rabbi Kiva Amar Mishor She'in Yichayin Lichayis, and Rabbi Kiva holds that even if a fish is still alive, however it would be impossible for it to live, then it's already considered food and it would be makabel tuma. And the Gemara now is my benayu that was the nafkamina between the shita of Beis Hillel and Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara explains on Rabbi Yechonon dag mekarteya ikar benayu, that there would be a nafkamina in a case where there was a dog that was already pulled out of the water and is still thrashing about and is still alive, but certainly it will die. And as Rashi states, uchagoyin sheyavish by kaselo bin sampir of the sulei chai, and as we learned in Masechtas Tainis, in this case Rabbi Kiva would hold that it would be makabel tuma as it's ein yichayin lichayis. However, Beis Hillel would hold that lemais it's not yet dead, and therefore would not be makabel tuma. And as Rabbeinu Gershom explains, dag mefarfel Beis Hillel ein makabel tumas eichlin ad shemusu l'Rabbi Kiva mishosh she'in yichayin lahachias makabel tumas eichlin. And Ayin Tesis, who points out that when our Gemara is my benayu, the Gemara is not trying to figure out the nafkamina between the shita of Beis Hillel and the shita of Rabbi Kiva, as certainly that would be pashut, and the Gemara is actually trying to figure out the nafkamina between Beis Shammai and Rabbi Kiva, as both seem to agree that even though the fish is still alive, it can be makabel tuma. And Taz continues that the Gemara explains that nafkamina between Beis Shammai and Rabbi Kiva is in the case of dag mekarteya, and pirish a kofitzu medal b'chozeg, that jumping around and a is still very strong, and it seems that Tysus is referring to a case where if the fish would be thrown back into the water, the fish would still live. However, Beis Shammai holds that since this fish was lemaisa caught already, therefore would be makabel tumah, while Rabbi Akiva holds that even though the fish was already caught, but since it's possible for it to live, so this fish would not be makabel tumah. And as Tysus states, Beis Shammai tumay Rabbi Akiva tar kiven dim zorke b'yam hu yachal lichyais and umekatea loshen koyach v'chias gadol. And lemaisa, in order to wrap up the sugya, let us see Rashi in Dibur Maskel v'azur Rabbi Yechon tamay. And Rashi explains that since Rabbi Yechon stated that the shita Rabbi Yisya Guli and the shita Beis Shammai, who's mitamei dogim even while they're alive, that they were armur dava echad, so it's clear that Rabbi Yechon holds that Rabbon and Achol Rabbi Yisya Guli could not hold like Beis Shammai, and therefore Zok Rashi Shma Mino Rabbon and Mitari Ben Pekua is lav mishum the svilei the torn shchita Rameir. It's not because the Rabbon hold like the shita of Rameir and our Mishnah at the itamei mishum the torn shchitu, as if their reasoning would be because the Ben Pekua requires shchita. So if so, it would be possible that Rabbanan actually could agree to Beis Shammai, as Inunami bedogim to lavtun in shchita. So possibly there would be moidu the matamu to Beis Shammai vehechi mashmad Rabbi Yisrael Glili to Beis Shammai chada. And how would this be a riot? Rabbi Yisrael Glili is the only one that could hold like Beis Shammai. However, since Rabbi Yechonon actually holds that Rabbanan da achol Rabbi Yisrael Glili agree with Rabbanan va Mishnah, they agree that Ben Pekua doesn't require shchita. And even so, since it's alive, they hold that it's not makabel tumah. And meanwhile, Beis Shammai taught us that since a fish doesn't require shchita, and even though it's alive, it would be makabel tumah. Therefore, clearly, the Rabbanan v'Abraisa would not hold like Beis Shammai. Certainly, the Rabbanan would hold that since this fish is alive, so therefore, it would not be able to be makabel tumah. And before we continue, let us point out that the Mefarshim are bothered that why didn't Rabbi Yechonon bring this Braisa as a riot to his Yisoid that the mother and the Ubar are considered Shnei Gufim Mechulakim, and that's why Rabbi Yisya Gluli holds, although it's mitame tumas eichlin, but there's a requirement for hechsher tumah, as the Vlad could not be makabel tumah based on the mother, and as Rashi states, v'tzarech hechsher, the trei gufin inu, which seems to be a rai mufreshes to Rabbi Yechonon. However, the Mefarshim explained very simply, Rashi explains the Braisa in this manner because there's Rabbi Yechonon gufa, and therefore Rashi explains the Braisa according to Rabbi Yechonon. However, certainly Rish Lakish will explain that Rabbi Yisrael Gluli is discussing a case where there was a shchita yavishta, and this Braisa is not going like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore this Braisa works out even according to Rish Lakish. And our Gemara now continues by Rav Chista. Rav Chista had the following shayla, and as Rashi points out, the shayla of Rav Chista will be going according to the shita of Rabbi Kiva that we just saw, that a fish will be categorized as an eichel and will be makabel tumah mishosh and yichayin lichayis from the point that we know that it will certainly die. And although certainly since we know that there is no concept of shchita by a dog, and therefore even if a fish would be nulled by simoni trefa, and as Rashi brings kagoy nikfu me'ayin, and in a case where its intestines were pierced, the fish would not be categorized as a trefa, and there would not be an issa to eat the fish. However, possibly once a fish is categorized as trefa, so therefore it can no longer live, and if so, it should be able to be makabel tumah, and should now be categorized as an eichel. And as Rav Chista asked, nulled b'dogim money tree for Mao, that would it be makabel tumah, or would it still not be makabel tumah? And the Gemara states, that this Shaila Rav Chista is not only according to the man d'oma that treifa ina chaya, but even according to the man d'oma that treifa is chaya. And as the Gemara explains, the Rav Chista's Shaila is even according to the man d'oma that treifa is chaya, as a behima who the nefisha chiyusa, abul dagim d'loin nefisha chiyusayu loi, that possibly the concept of treifa chaya only pertains to a behima, since it's considered more viable. However, since if we take a fish out of water, it will die, so it's not considered as viable. And by a fish, we would certainly hold that treifa in a chaya, and if so, the fear of a kiva would be categorized as shosh in yichoy lichyois, and it would be categorized as an oichel, and it should be makabel tumah. And the Gemara continues, oiduma afilu manda ma treifa in a chaya, that the shayla of Rav Chista is even according to the manda omar, that by a behima, treifa is in a chaya, as hani mili behima di yesh b'mina shchita, or as some agers di yesh b'mina treifa, avu dagim de in b'mina treifa loi, that the only time that's relevant for treifa is in a chaya is only b'negeir behima, because the din of treifa is relevant since it's yesh b'shchita. However, since by a dag there is no concept of shchita, therefore the entire concept of treifa is not relevant. And although it may be true that once a dag has a simon of a treifa, it will certainly die. However, this is not included in the category of Rabbi Akiva, Mishosh in Yechayin Lichayis, as Rabbi Akiva was just talking about a scenario where it won't live because it's taken out of its environment and therefore will die. However, over here, the side reason why it's going to die, and therefore certainly it will not be considered Eichel, and Ayin Rashi, Avot Dagim, the Ayin Bamina Trefus, Loi Havi Trefus Lugabayo Kamisa, and the Gemara ends off Teku. And before we continue, let us recall that previously we mentioned that according to the Chachamah Mishnah that held that if someone shechs a mother, so a ben pekua will be mutter b'achila, and we saw that the Shita Rabbi Yehuda was that the chilev of the ben pekua will be mutter b'achila, as l'maisa was in the mother, and it's included in the limud of v'chol b'vehima techelu. Our Gemara will not be discussing the chilev of ben pekua while it was in the mother, and instead we will be discussing a standard scenario where there was a vlad that was born a stillborn, and the mother is still alive, and the question of our Gemara will be if the issa of chilev applies by nefel, and therefore if someone eats the chilev of a nefel, they would be chayiv kares, or if the issa of chilev doesn't apply by nefel, and therefore it would be categorized as a regular nevela, and although it would be asa b'achila, and one that eats that chilev would be chayiv malkas, however they would not be chayiv kares, and our Gemara will bring two different versions as to a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echran, and as our Gemara continues, hatilu nefel, Rabbi Echran amar chel b'kechilev behema, if an animal had a nefel, if Rabbi Echran doesn't make a difference if it's called a chadashav or not, Rabbi Echran holds that its chilev is like the chilev of a regular behema, and we know that if someone eats the chilev of a behema, they'd be chayiv kares. However, Reish Lakish amar chel b'kechilev chaya, that as long as it wasn't called a chadashav, so chilev of a nefel has din like chilev of a chaya, and we know that if someone eats the chilev of a chaya, that it would not be chayiv kares, and it's not usar at all. And its chilev is just like its regular basar, and therefore the chilev of the nefel would be like its basar, and just like if someone would eat the basar of an avela, they'd be chayiv malkas. So if someone eats a chilev, they'd be chayiv malkas. And the Gemara explains machlekes Rabbi Yechon Omar chel b'kechilev behima as avir garim. Rabbi Yechon holds that once a vlad is no longer in the mother, then it doesn't make a difference if it's alive or if it's dead. It is now categorized as a behima, and therefore the issa of chilev would apply. However, b'shem lakish Omar chel b'kechilev chaya. Chadashim garmi, as Reish Lakish holds, that not only is avir garim, but chadashim is also garmi, and since it was loy kolay chadashav, so therefore the issa of chilev would not apply. And the Gemara continues, ikadamri, that we have another version as to machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echran, and certainly all agree that kol hechad loy kolay chadashav loy klumu. If the nefil was loy kolay chadashav, then certainly it's not considered a behima, and therefore the issa of chilev would not apply. And ki pligi hechad hoish yadol me behima v'tol. The machlek is between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, not in the scenario of a nefel, and instead we're discussing a scenario where there was a full-term uber in the mother, and they didn't yet shech the mother, and someone sticks their hand into the mother and pulls off a piece of chilev off of Ben Teschai, and he eats it. Rabbi Yechon holds that since it was kol chadashav, even though it wasn't Yatzlave or Ilam, however, it would still be categorized as a behema, and the Issa of Kares for eating Chalev would apply. While Reish Lakish holds that even though it's a full term Uber, however, the only way that's considered a behema is only once it's Yatzlave or Ilam, and if one eats this Chalev, they would not be Chayev Kares. And Lachur, according to this version, one should not be Chayev because of Basim and Achai either, Vitzarach Beer. Ayin Rashi, as well as in Taisis, do point out that according to Rabbi Yechon, holds that the Chiyev of chilev would apply, that is only because they did not yet shech the mother. However, as Rashi points out, and as Taisa states, Rabbi Yechon Omer chel b'kechilev behema, v'had shor Rabbi Yehuda le'el chel b'shel ben teshachai, harimilu l'achas shchita dinita b'shchitas imai. And according to this version of the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, so the Gemara continues, eis for Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And before we continue, let us point out, number one, that a korban shlamim can be brought either from a zachar or a nekeva, and number two, an ashram can only be brought from a zachar and is never brought from a nekeva, and number three, we have a klal that the chilev that was placed onto the mizbeach is the same chilev that is also b'achila. Number four, Rashi brings down a teres kainim where the teres kainim is bothered that since b'negeya kabim shlamim, the Torah already teaches us that the chilev and the shtei akleis and the yiseres hakaved have to be placed on the mizbeach. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself b'negeya kabim asham? Therefore, we learned that the requirement to be makar the chilev and shtei akleis is only of the animal itself. itself. However, if an animal that was hegdish was expecting, there would be no requirement to be makar the chilav and shtei akloyes of the vlad. And our Gemara now continues, and Rabbi Yechanan quotes the end of the brisa. The way that we notice halacha is based on the fact that the Torah mentions the chilav and shtei akloyes b'negei the asham. After already mentioned the b'negei the shlamim, therefore we compare the two dinim as machilav shtei akloyes hamurz b'asham moitzim mechalal sholil. That certainly we know that there is no possibility of being makar the chilav and shtei akloyes of the vlad of an asham, as certainly an asham is always a male, and therefore will never have a vlad. Therefore, we learn af kol moitzim mechalal sholil. So the same applies by all scenarios, and even by a karbim shlamim, where it's possible to bring a karbim shlamim from an akiva, and it's possible to have chilav and shtei akloyes from a vlad, but one would not be makarvit on a mizbeach. And Rabbi Yechanan now continues and asks his question on Rish Lakish, as bishleim odi hayu tzukral mute, as bishleim according to my shita, that I hold that even if an animal was not yet born, as long as it was kol chadoshav, that its chilav would be asar, and it's considered chilav, so therefore one would have a habmina that should have to be placed on a mizbeach. Therefore the Torah had to teach us that one would not be makarv the chilav on a mizbeach. However, el lidcha my yitzrich, but according to your shita, that the chilav of a vlad that was not yotzla avir ilam is not considered chilav at all, so why would the Torah have to teach us that one does not have to place it on the mizbeach? And the Gemara tells us on Malay, the Rish Lakish response to Rabbi Yechanan, that time of didi nami mehacha, that in the chenami, this is exactly how I know that the chilav of an uber is not considered chilav, as this is exactly why the Torah tells us that it does not have to be placed on the mizbeach, as it's not considered chilav. And as Rashi states, mehacha yalfinle, the hacha afker achmada mechlal chilav, the maite meachrova, vi lav de maite havamina de chilav hu. And the Gemara continues, ve'ikadamri, and others have another version that this question was not asked by Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, but pumfaket, this Bryce in Teres Kainim was brought by Rish Lakish as a raya against Rabbi Yechanan, as Esav Rabbi Shimon Melakish Rabbi Yechanan. As we saw, the Bryce stated, machilav shtei akloyes hamurz ba'asham moitzim mechalal shlil, afkol moitzim mechalal shlil, and bishleim ledi mishum hachim miyatei achmana, and bishleim according to me, the Teres has actually been mechadish to us that this is not considered chilev, and therefore it doesn't have to be placed on the mizbeach, but according to you, why shouldn't you place this chilev on the mizbeach if it's considered like regular chilev from a regular behema? And on Malay, and Rabbi Yechanan responds to Rish Lakish, midid hava mechus hazman, that in a chenami, although it's considered regular chilev, the Torah is mechadish to us that chilev from a vlad is not placed on the mizbeach, and just like we find that even though a behema that was born is still not roy for the mizbeach until it's 8 days old, and even though, as Rashi points out, yotzla ava ilam the kol chadoshav or the kule al behimhu, and even though all would agree that it is considered a behema upasar achmanim b'akrava kol shiva, and therefore we find such a concept that even though something may be considered a behema, and even though this chilev would certainly be considered chilev, and if one would eat this chilev, then be chayev kares. However, the Torah is still mechadish to us, one cannot be makar of this chilev on the mizbeach. And before we continue, let us point out that certainly we already learned that if someone does shechita on a treifa, that although it would not be matar b'achila, however, it would be moitzi midei nevela, it would not be tamei as a nevela. And we also saw a machlekes in our Mishnah between Ramei and Chachamim, the shechita of the mother would help for a ben pekua that was kolei chadoshav, and Ramei held that it would not help, and the Chacham held that the ben pekua would be mutar b'achila. And certainly, if the mother was a treifa, then certainly the shechita of the mother cannot help for the vlad. Shechita of a treifa is only mitar midei nevela, but it cannot be matar something b'achila. Agamar will have a shayla that let's say if someone shechted the mother that was a treifa, and then they did shechita on the ben pekua, so would the ben pekua be mutar b'achila, or would it still be asa b'achila? And the Gemara will bring a machlekes, as all agree that certainly according to Ramea that holds that the shechita of the mother never works for the ben pekua. Certainly once someone shechs the ben pekua, so that would be valid shechita, and therefore would be mutar b'achila. However, there will be a machlekes according to Rabbanon, as Rav Ami will hold, certainly as we mentioned, the shechita of the mother who's a treifa cannot work for the ben pekua. And the Maisa, since we know that according to the Chachamim that we defined as Rabbi Yehuda, if the mother was kosher, then the shechita of the mother would actually work for the ben pekua. And it's as if they already cut the simanim of the ben pekua, and therefore even if one does shechita to the ben pekua, it's loy ma'il v'loy ma'irid, and therefore the ben pekua would be asa b'achila. However, Rava argues on Rabbi Ami, and he holds that the chiddush of the Torah b'negia ben pekua is that we look at a ben pekua as if it has four simanim, and either one could be machshir ben pekua, Pekua by shechting the mother's two simanim or by shechting the two simanim of Ben Pekua. And as Rashi explains, three lines from the bottom of our Amid, Abba simanim hatirhu derabi birachmanim mikol babahim techelu, that the Torah is actually be mabo various ways to be matar behema and to be matar Ben Pekua. Shemotza echle bishchitas imoi, avim tzarech lishchitas atzmai, kagoy shlo shal trefa, sheikh fe umuta, shunita mi beiz mi dalan simanim, oi bevesher vikon shaloi, oi bevesher vikon shal imoi. And let us now see this in our Gemara, as our Gemara continues, Om Rab Ami, ha-sheikh lesa trefu motzubo ben teschai, l'divri o isu mater, and according to our mayor, that by regular ben pekua, the shchita of the mother has no effect on the shchita of the ben pekua, and it would still be asu b'achilo unless it has its own shchita. So in our case, once you shech the ben pekua, would be mut b'achilo. However, l'divri amata asur, but according to the chachamim in Rabbi Huda, that they hold that by shechting the mother, it will have an effect even on a ben pekua, and it would be mut b'achilo. So the shchita of the mother will not work for the ben pekua, as the mother is a trefa. As we explained, the shchita of the ben pekua will also not suffice. However, Rav Amar d'vei amata nami mutar, that even the chacham would agree that in our case it would be mutar, has dalt simanim ach sheberachmana, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, and let us keep in mind that at this point the Gemara doesn't realize that Rav Chista is going like the shita of Rava. However, ultimately the Gemara will explain that Rav Chista is actually going like the shita of Rava. And as our Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chista, hasheich lesa trefu matzuba ben teschai, that if someone shechted a mother that was a trefa, then found a ben pekua in the mother, and we continue on daf ayin heyom beis, then number one, tan shchita, that the only way that the ben pekua would be mutar b'achila is only if you shech the ben pekua. However, once you shech the ben pekua, it would be mutar b'achila. And number two, that since you did shchita on the ben pekua, so therefore it's categorized as zeif chazavach, and as the pasuk in Pasha Shavtim teaches us, that once someone shechs an animal, they are chayev to give the matnas kuna of the zroya l'chayim v'keva, and as Rav Chista states, v'chayev b'zroya v'l'chayim v'keva. And finally, v'emes, if the ben pekua dies and did not have shchita, so tarim l'tami v'masa, and some are not curious to words b'masa, that l'maisa the shchita of the mother was already mitar this behema m'yudei nevela. And certainly, if Rav Chista is going like Rava, so therefore Rav Chista is actually saying this halacha according to Rabbanon, and the feet of Rabbanon, the shchita of the mother has an effect on the ben pekua, and therefore if it dies, it would not be a nevela, since it's considered as if it has four simanim. So therefore, even though the shechita of the mother could not help for the ben pekua, and it could not be matar b'achila, however, if you did a separate shechita to the ben pekua, so it would be mutar b'achila. However, at this point, the Gemara does not understand this, and therefore the Gemara is a stira in the words of Rav Chista as amalei rabba, and certainly we would not be gerus rava, as according to rava, there would be no shaila as to what Rav Chista meant. However, Rabbi is a stira in the words of Rav Chista, as Rav Chista started off and stated tarn shechita kemankra meyer, and since Rav Chista stated that the ben pekua would require shechita, and if you shech the ben pekua, it would be mutar b'achila, so that would sound like Rav Meir, as according to Rav Ami, according to the Chachamim, the shechita of the ben pekua would be loy mayel v'loy mayred, and therefore would seem that Rav Chista is going like Rav Meir, and then Rav Chista states v'mes talmin l'tamim masa, and we see that the shechita of the mother was mitar the ben pekua midei nevela, and keman k'rabbanon, and this is going like the shechita Rabbanon, and l'chari Rav Chista says himself minei obey. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Chista responds to Rabba that if you will have this question on me, then l'chari the same question would be on the following brisa that was taught by Rav Chia, as this brisa says exactly what I stated, as the Tanya Rav Chia, ha-sheikh l'sat trefo matzuba ben teschai ton shchita v'chai b'zorei v'alachayim v'keva v'meis tarim l'tam v'masa, and l'chari should have asked the same steer on the brisa, as by the fact that the brisa stated ton shchita is k'man k'rameya v'meis tarim l'tam v'masa is k'rabbanon, and is a steer in the brisa. And what the Gemara tells us that Rabbi responds to Rav Chista that holy kasha, that since we know that brisas are not as vague, sometimes we have to explain brisas in order that it should not be a stira, so I would be able to explain that Rav Chia k'fam mitzoy meis kamar, that really Rav Chia is going like the shita of Meir, and that's why he states that tarn shchita and chay b'zorei v'lechay mekeva, and then he states that even according to Rav Meir, right after you shechted the mother that was a trefa, you found that the uba was already dead and was a stillborn, certainly the shchita that was done for the mother, and even though that she was a trefa, it would suffice for the meis, and it would be mitzia midei nevela. Well, only did ha kasha, but if that's what you held, then you should have responded to me, and you should have explained that that's what you meant, and by the fact that you you didn't explain this to me, so it must be that you're talking about a case where the Vlad died after the Shechita of the mother, and even so, you stated that Tarmel Tarim Masa, therefore, from the first case of your Memra, it was Mashma that you held like Rameir, and then you would say to yourself, as in the second part of the Memra, it's Mashma that you hold like the Rabbanon. Finally, the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rav Chista responds to Rabbah, that Ludidi Nami Loi Kasha, Dalat Simonim, Achshebe Rachmana, that's certainly even according to me, that's not Shver, as I actually pass like Rabbanon, and that's why certainly Vimez, it's Tarmel Tamei, even though you already performed Shechita to the mother that was a Trefa, however, since the Rabbanon hold that the Torah was not Mafkia Shechita for the Ben Pekua, and just gave it another option, and stated that Shechita the mother could also suffice, and since the Shechita the mother did not suffice in this case, so as long as one does Shechita to Ben Pekua, then the Ben Pekua would be Mutar Bachila, and Rav Chista is really responding that I hold like Rav stated on Amud Aleph, and the Gemara now continues with the story, Kisalak Rav Zira Ashkeli Rav Asi, then when Rav Zira went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rav Asi, and some agurs Ashkeli Rebbe, and the Yosef Vekamalei Lahashmaitza, and Rav Asi heard Rav Zira saying over the member of Rav Chista, that Sheikh is a treifu Matzuba Ben Taschai, Tarn Shechita V'chai B'zrei V'lachayim V'keiva, V'meiz Tarmel Tamim V'masa, and Amalei and Rav Asi, who was in Eretz Yisrael, said to Rav Zira, Ya'asha V'chin Am Rabbi Yechon, that this is correct, and so said Rabbi Yechon, and as we know, Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Chista learned in Babel, and therefore he was saying that both Rabbi Yechon and Rav Chista agree to this point, and this is the proper halacha. And the Gemara continued, that Rav Zira now asked Rav Asi, Mechlal de Polagalera Shlokish, that certainly if Rav Shlokish would agree to this member of Rabbi Yechon, then you would have stated, Ya'asha V'chin Am Rabbi Yechon V'Rav Shlokish, and by the fact that you did not mention Rav Shlokish, so we should be able to bring a raya that Rav Shlokish is chaylik on Rabbi Yechon. However, the Gemara continues and brings two versions as to what Rav Zira responded to Rav Asi, Ikad Amri Mishah V'Sharlei V'Shasiklei, and V'Ikad Amri Mishah V'Shasi V'Shasiklei. Both versions hold that he only heard the Shita Rabbi Yechon, he didn't hear the Shita Rav Shlokish, as although Rav Shlokish was always in the base medrash with Rabbi Yechon, however, the Gemara explains that either it was a minig of Rav Shlokish that any time Rabbi Yechon would say over a memra, and even though he would not agree with Rabbi Yechon, he would still wait and think about what Rabbi Yechon said, and only after that point would Rav Shlokish be chayyuk from Rabbi Yechon. And as Rashi states, min hagish Rav Shlokish k'shatim Rabbi Yechon shmua she'inu meidalei shor Rav Shlokish shor yishtayim kaidim shiachlik lav ulu yachzer boi uvtoychach yotzer Rav Asi v'lo shomim nechlik lav, and therefore Rav Asi didn't know if Rav Shlokish was chayyuk Rabbi Yechon or not. And some explain that the reason why Rav Asi did not know if Rav Shlokish was chayyuk from Rabbi Yechon is because at the time Rabbi Yechon said over this memra, so Rav Shlokish was in the middle of drinking, and of course it's also to speak while you're drinking, as this is a sakana shem yaktim kana leveshet. And by the time that Rav Shlokish finished drinking, Rabbi Asi already left the base medrash, and as Rashi states, mishta havishasi shoysumayim hay kasham Rabbi Yechon mitoychach yotzer Rav Asi, and that's why he didn't know what the sheet of Rav Shlokish was, and that's why he stated Ya'asha v'chinam Rabbi Yechon, and he didn't state v'chinam Rabbi Yechon v'Rav Shlokish. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the sheet of Rav Shimon Shazuri, and as we saw in our Mishnah, that we saw machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, and the Chacham held shechitas imam metarasai, that the shechita of the mother will even be mata ben pekua ba'achila, even though it's kolei chadashav. Then at the top of that ayin dalam beis, the Mishnah brought what seemed to be a third shechita, the Rav Shimon Shazuri imam afilu ben chamishanim v'chayish besada shechitas imam metarasai. And our Gemara begins in is haynul tanakama, that it seems that there is no chilek between the shechita of tanakama and the shechita of Rav Shimon Shazuri. However, the Gemara explains, Amrav Kana, Hifvus al Gabi Karka Iker Benayu, and Rav Kana explains that although certainly Midoraisa, there is no chiluk between the Shechita of Rabbana and the Shechita of Rav Shimon Shazuri, as both agree that the Shechita of the mother will work for a Ben Pekua. However, the Tanakama holds that once the Ben Pekua is actually born and is actually walking around, so Midorabbanan, they were concerned that if people see someone eating this animal without Shechita, then they would think that there's no requirement to do Shechita, and therefore the Misakin that one has to do a Shechita on a Ben Pekua that was walking around. However, Rav Shimon Shazuri does not hold that there was any Takonis Chachamim, and he holds that even if the Ben Pekua was already 5 years old and it was already so viable that it was being Choyosh Basada and it was in a public area and people knew that it was a live animal, that even in that case we did not make a Takana and one could eat his behemoth without Shechita. And Ayin Rashi Hifris El Gabi Kaka, and the Lashon of Hifris is from the Lashon of a hoof, as Amad Al Pasesov, and already stood up on its hooves, and at that point, according to Tanakama, there's a Takana, as Kivin As we explained, and the Gemara continues, Amar Mishashil Divrei Ime Chayshin Lazera Av Ben Pekua Ba Behema Maliyasav Vlad In Leitakana. That according to the Manda Amar that with Chayshish Lazera Av, if a Ben Pekua that does not require Shchita has relation with a regular Behema that requires Shchita, so we have to look at the Vlad as if it came from the mother, which requires Shchita, and it also came from the Ben Pekua, and it's as if there was Shchita that was already done to a Ben Pekua, and therefore we would have to look at this Ben Pekua as if it only has one simen, and the other simen is considered as if it was severed already. As Rashi states, "In le tekana shrei kumisha in lo el simen echa mitzad imoi shasim la sheni shachet vo'imid hu shein shchit on heges boy or behema bechad simen le miskashra." And therefore, it's in le tekana. And Rashi continues and is bothered that l'chay we should look at this as if one simen was severed and then one did shchita on the second simen, and now shchita was done on both simanim. However, Rashi points out that certainly this would be an issue of shehiya, and as Rashi states, v'haisimun abaser loy mitzdarf l'kama she'in l'chol shehiya g'day l'mizu she'arishin shachot mishenolad. And Rashi points out that certainly Rav Mishashia does not agree with the halacha that was stated on Amud Aleph from Rava, and which was stated by Rav Chisda, that dalet simanim achshe berachmana, as l'fi Rav and Rav Chisda there would be a takana, as one could just shech to ben pekua, and that shechita would suffice. And ayin teisis the dibur maskel ben pekua where is chelik and Rashi, and ayin Rashi and Daf Samach Tesam at Aleph as well. And keep in mind that this dinner of Mishasha is not only according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, since even the Chacham agreed that Meduraisa the Shechita the mother would suffice for the Ben Pekua. Therefore, if you're a Mishasha, there would be no Takana for the Ben Pekua. And the Gemara now continues and brings two different versions as to the memory of Abaya. As number one, Am Abaya, and Abaya holds Hakol Moedim Mikol Ben Pekua Shemutar My Taimel Kol Milsa the Tmiya Midka the Chiril Ol Inchi. And Abaya holds that even though the Rabbanon were Chelik and Rav Shimon Shazuri, and they held that the Rabbanon made a takana, and once a Ben Pekua stood on the ground, then it requires Shechita. However, if there would be a very interesting case, for example, where the Ben Pekua was born and it didn't have split hooves, so as Rashi states, that in that case, Kol Yotzei Lov Me'oz, that Kol Zeb Ben Pekua Hu, and Meteich Shetumein Al Klitasai, Zeichun Es Kol Dvarav, and they will remember that was a Ben Pekua, and therefore there's no requirement of Shechita. However, the Gemara continues, Ikid Amri, and others have a different version of the memory of Abaya, that certainly if it only had one interesting thing, then the Takana of Rabbanon would still apply. However, Amar Abaya, Abaya explains, Hakol Moedim Bekol Ben Kluta Ben Pekua Shemutar, even the Rabbanon would agree that the Takana would not apply in a case where the mother was a Ben Pekua, and it did not have split hooves, and therefore the mother itself was interesting, and they knew that the mother was a Ben Pekua, then this mother also gave birth to a Ben Pekua, and it also did not have split hooves, and certainly one could eat the second generation Ben Pekua without Shechita. And the reason why it's Mutter and we do not make a Takana is my timer trait me Midka Tachiri Inchi, and it could be that the reason why the Gemara brought the dinner of Mishasha prior to the Salach of Abaya is in order that we should know that the only way that it would be possible to have a Abaya scenario in where there would be a second generation Ben Pekua is only in a case where there was a Ben Pekua that was born of Ben Pekua. Certainly in that case, everyone would agree that Meduraisa, one would not have to do Shechita on the second generation Ben Pekua. And before we continue, let us keep in mind that although the Gemara will now bring down that many Amroyim held that Halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri, however, ultimately the Gemara will pass on like Rabbanon and like Rabbi Yehuda, that the only time that Shechita of a mother helps for a Ben Pekua is only prior to it standing on the ground. However, Midrabbanon, once it stands on the ground, then the Shechita of the mother would not suffice unless it's an interesting case according to Abaya, or there are two interesting things according to the second version of Abaya. And as our Gemara continues, Amar Zeiri, Amar Chanina, Halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, V'chein Hayu Rav Shimon Shazuri Matir B'Benayu Ben B'Nayi Atzayv Kol Adereis, and the same din would apply that if a Ben Pekua would be born a Ben Pekua, then the Vlad would also not require Shechita and would have a din like a Ben Pekua. However, Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Yechina Amar, Hu Mutu B'Nayi Asar, Rabbi Yechina holds, although we passing like Rav Shimon Shazuri, and although Meduraisa, if a Ben Pekua would be born a Ben Pekua, so there would be no requirement of Shechita on the Vlad. However, certainly in this case, there would be a Takan Rabbanon that one should not eat the Vlad without Shechita, as this Vlad was born normally, and since people will not realize that it's a child of a Ben Pekua, so they may come to be matter an animal without Shechita. And the Gemara continues, Adabachavu Havali Ben Pekua, the Nafal Dubola, also come Medu Rav Ashi and Amalei Zil Shachtei that Abda Bachavu had an actual Ben Pekua and a wolf attacked it and it now became a trefa, and Rav Ashi told him to shech this animal and then he would be able to eat this animal even though it became a trefa. And as Rashi explains, Rav Ashi holds like Rabbanon, the Amri Hifris Al Gabi Karka Ton Shchita, and that's why he required Shchita. And even though generally Shchita does not work for a trefa, however, certainly Meduraisa did of trefa does not apply to a Ben Pekua. And Rav Ashi held that even though Rabbanon made a takana that a Ben Pekua requires Shchita, but that is because people will not realize that this was a Ben Pekua, and they may think that it's mutter to eat an animal without Shchita. However, it's not so common that people will realize that this animal was already a trefa, and therefore he was matted as trefa because it was a Ben Pekua. And certainly we can't explain that Rav Ashi holds a Rav Shimon Shizuri, as according to Rav Shimon Shizuri, one should not have to do Shchita either, and therefore Amolei so Adu Bachavu is Rav Ashi HaAmaziri Amar B'chanina Alok Rav Shimon Shizuri V'chein Har Rav Shimon Shizuri Matu B'Benoi Ben B'Benoi Atzev Kaladeiris and Bafilu Rav Yechanan Lekam El B'Benoi Avul Iu Loi. And even Rav Yechanan agrees that we pass like Rav Shimon Shizuri, and if so, why would you pass like the Chachamim and why would you require me to do Shchita? And the Gemara continues, and it seems Rav Ashi was not impressed with the first Taina that Ze'iri stated in the name of Rav Chanina Da'alach Rav Shimon Shizuri, and he was only concerned from the Diuk that it would seem that Rav Yechanan holds like Rav Shimon Shizuri, and therefore on Malay, so Rav Ashi responded, Rav Yechanan did Rav Shimon Shizuri come out. Rav Yechanan's statement was only according to Rav Shimon Shizuri l'shitasai. However, certainly Rav Yechanan doesn't pass like Rav Shimon Shizuri, and he passes like the Chachamim. However, the Gemara continues that Ad Bachavu now responds to Rav Ashi that va'om Rav Bachanina Amu Ula Amu Rav Chanina halach Rav Shimon Shizuri and v'loy oid al kol makim shishana Rav Shimon Shizuri b'mishnasenu and some anagurus the word b'mishnasenu halach k'maisai that halach always follows Rav Shimon Shizuri. And Amalei and Rav Ashi responded anaki hasfirli that I don't hold like this klal, and I hold as follows the Rav Yenison and some agurus Rav Nasan and some agurus Rav Yechlan, that would certainly work out better in our Gemara, as that would be the reason why Rav Ashi explained that the previous member that they brought from Rabbi Yechon was only stated divrei Rav Shimon Shizuri and v'leilei sfirlei, and l'maisa Rabbi Yechon explained that halacha Rav Shimon Shizuri b'misukin v'trumas maisa shalmai, that the only time that we pass on Rav Shimon Shizuri is only in regard to the following two halachas: number one, b'negeid halacha misukin that we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, and number two, b'negeid halacha of trumas maisa shalmai, which is a Mishnah Masechtas Demai. And as the Gemara explained, Mesukin, that what is the case of Mesukin, the Tanan, and as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, that Barishain Hoya Emrim, Hayetze Bekoila, Va'oma, Kisfu Getle Ishti, Hare Elu Yichtu Vivitnu, and Chazuloyma Afam Mepharish, Vayetze Beshiara, and Rav Shimon Shizuri Ema Afam Mesukin, and Allah would follow Rav Shimon Shizuri. And as we know, that generally the only way that a Shliach should write a get and give a get to a person's wife is only if the person told him specifically, Kisfu Tru Getle Ishti. However, if he only said, Kisfu Getle Ishti, and even if the shliach would deliver the get to the wife, it would not be valid. However, there are certain cases where there's an umdana that a person certainly wants to make sure that his wife received the get. For example, he didn't want her to become an aguna, or if they never had children, and he didn't want her to be zok gluyibum, and in cases where he was tarred, so we would say that he forgot to say the tnu get l'ishti, and it would be as if he said tnu get l'ishti, and if the shliach delivers the get to his wife, it would be a valid get. Initially, they said that this halacha only applies to one that was going out in chains and one that was muhtav l'malchus and was about to be executed. And then they stated this halacha would also apply even if someone was about to travel by sea or if someone was going to go with a caravan. And as Rashi states from a farish min ayishuv liyam by yotze b'shiar l'mid barayis, finally Rav Shimon Shizuri stated that this halacha would also apply to a mesukin. And as Rashi states, mitoy cholyoy, and because he's very sick and he's about to die. And the Gemara continued that trumas ma'aser shel d'mai, that where do we find the halacha of Rav Shimon Shizuri b'negeya trumas ma'aser shel d'mai, the tan, and as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas d'mai, that trumas ma'aser shel d'mai shechazul l'makayma, Rav Shimon Shizuri ima af b'chol shoyloi v'ikla alpiv, that we know that after someone takes off ma'aser rishon, so the Levi would take off 1/10 and give that to a kohen, and that was considered trumas ma'aser, and it had all dinim of truma. And we know that since there was a mi'at of amiratzim that would not take off ma'aser, that a chacham made a takana that if someone buys piris from an amaretz, then it's demai, and they have to take off ma'aser misafik. And if someone bought piris from an amaretz and they took off ma'aser rishain, and then they took off trumas ma'aser from the ma'aser rishain, and then the trumas ma'aser fell back into its pile, even though it's a very large pile, meal, and generally we would have a dinner bittel. However, since truma is only bottle be'echer u'meya, and it would not be bottle in this pile, and then the owner of this pile would actually have to treat this entire pile as if it's truma, and would have to sell this entire pile based on d'mei truma, which is of course much cheaper, and there would be a hefsed gadol. And therefore, Rav Shimon Shazuri stated that since the entire takana of d'mei is only based on a small mi'at of amiratzim, in this case, even if it would be during the weekday, and this food is not needed to cover Shabbos, then one would still be able to ask the original amaretz that he bought the tour from if he took off ma'aseres. And if he says that I took off ma'aseres, then you could rely on him, and you'll be able to eat the entire pile. And as Rashi states, Hari hu hefsed gadol, and therefore af b'chol the hoil ve'in kan takana kilu lechacham lisbech al amaretz l'shoyloi im isa tour shemachloi va'uchla al piv im amir satem. And Rashi explains behind the knocket af b'chol mishum niktani reisha lekech piris miyad she'inu neman al ma'aseres v'shachach la'osroi demai shoyloi b'shabbos as mishum kovid shabbos hitiru lo lisbech alav im amalei yisatem va'uchla al piv oisa sudu levadoi ulam matzai shabbos lo yo'ochol at she'yaser v'hadik toni lo d'Rab Shimon Shazuri. And Rab Shimon Shazuri then continues and gives an example where we could even rely on Amma Eretz even during the weekday, and the ma'ase zokar b'ashi that we only pass like Rab Shimon Shazuri in these two cases. However, in all other cases we do not pass like Rab Shimon Shazuri. That's why I pass like the Chachamim, and I require you to shech the ben pekua. And Ayin Tezu points out that initially when Adar Bachavu brought down the member of Ziri in the name of Chalina, the Allah Rab Shimon Shazuri, so Rab Ashi ignored that point. And if so, why did Adar Bachavu then ask from Rab Bachanina, Amaula, and Rab Chalina, the Allah Rab Shimon Shazuri? And Tezu states, Loi Maisila, Elam Mishum Vele Oid, the Lav Hochi, my Ume, the Rab Mediziri, that really Adar Bachavu was only asking a question to Rab Ashi from the Klal that Kol Makan Shashon Rab Shimon Shazuri, Allah Kamaisai. And also Ayin and Tezu's and Diva Maskal, the Nafal Duba Allah. And as we explained, that Afagav the Savak Rabbanon lay also Mishum Jusis Azev, the Dafka Bishkrit, the Gazu, the Mifusama, Avo Trefus Idei, Loi Mifasma Kokach, of a country's Pirish Nami, Vele Hoya Oid Yachalichyais, Vafil Hachi Shari, and Vechinira, that this was part of the Chiddush Rab Ashi, as the Loyal Chino Meshmienu, the Nafal Duba Allah. And the Meiser Rab Ashi stated that he does not agree with the Klal, and he holds that the only time that we pass on Rab Shimon Shazuri are only in those two Mishnayas. And as Tosis points out, that Anoki Hai Svirli Vichin Kaimalon the Pasuk Kana Loch Lamaisa Vahai Samchin Lahadik B'Shabbos V'Kol Shmanim Afagav the Rav Shimon Shazuri Kama and Perek Bama Medlikin V'Itron V'Nev Dafka the Iap Itron Kama Hainu Tanakama Ayin Shom. And finally Ayin and Tosis, that since the whole Chashash of Demai is because we're Choshish that Amaratzim we're not careful with Maisois, how could we believe in Amaretz? And Zok Tosis B'Yushalmi M'Farish She'imus Demu Ala Amaretz the Kima Shehufrish Chama Be'inav Yosek Shechayzu Misariv, that certainly an Amaretz is more concerned about Truma that got mixed up together with the rest of the Tfua, and is concerned about the Mua more than taking off Maisus L'Chadchila. Therefore, they are believed, and as we know, that Amaratzim were actually not Choshen on Truma G'dayla. And Ayin Tesis continues, Taimed Tanakam Adelay Shari El B'Shabbos Pligu B'Yushalmi as Chad Omam Plik Void Shabbos, as we mentioned from Rashi, V'Chad Omam Plishe Ima Shabbos Lov Ayin Shom. And we will stop over here.